Show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision Radio Show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear. Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark. Today is December 11th, 2015. We're almost finished with this year. I can't believe it. So today is call-in Friday, and I decided that I am going to call in. Many of you know that I have adopted St. Louis, the St. Louis cause. That's what I'm beginning to call it because it is a cause. I have been talking about, and we've read in the newspapers that and articles, there are about 83 families living very close that want to be moved and require to be located. And so I decided to give a call to Representative Lacey's. I found a Representative Lacey Clay put out a press release, and I found it on the internet, and it said media contact. So since I have this radio show, I called them. And I asked him about some things, and boy, did I find out a lot about how things are funded. Check this out. Those two bills that are going through in St. Louis, even if they get passed right now before Christmas, nothing's going to happen because it needs to be funded. The funding bill is going to be a discussion in the next year, so it's all on the slow train. So I said to Stephen Engelhardt, who is the media contact for Representative Lacey Clay, who, by the way, was the first representative to demand that they start doing, you know, helping the people of St. Louis. So good for him. But I said, well, why can't we move the 83 families, like, immediately? Let's get them moved because this is a health issue. These people, their families are dying. The reason this show adopted this issue is I saw a picture of a little 12-year-old child sitting in a hospital bed with a bald head and a shiny light behind her head from the reflection of the camera. But it brought tears to my eyes, folks. And it made me realize, this is serious. This is not like, oh, well, we have time to wait. And, you know, Mr. Engelhardt, for all his kind-heartedness, said, you know, I really appreciate your concern. I'm like, what are you talking about? We're Americans. We're one people. If there was a bomb dropped on St. Louis and 1,000 families got injured, I guarantee you they could create legislation in one day to help those families move immediately. Give them housing, no questions asked. But because it's the slow drip, this is why I picked that music as my bumper. I mean, I know it's annoyed a lot of people. I've gotten several emails, hey, I can help you get something more hip. The reason I do it is it reminds me of the nuclear, the anti-nuclear, the nuclear cartel. It's the slow drip, oing, oing. It's like, really? We're being poisoned here, folks. We know of a families. Now, Congressman Clay's office said they have identified 1,000 people. 1,000 families, I beg your pardon. They have identified 1,000 families. So today I decided I had to put my own courage feet on. It is call-in Friday. I am going to call my own representatives and I am going to tell them that we're being recorded. And I hope this works because I'm going to add a call in and I hope that I can do that. So here we go. If it doesn't work, I'm going to call right back. So there might be there if I screw this up. I'm calling my own Congressman Pete DeFazio. Then I'm going to call Claire McCaskill's office and Roy Blunt's office if I have time. So let's see if I can. Oh, I don't think that's the way to go. I don't think that's it. So let me try this a different way. Hold on. Sorry about this, folks, but it is kind of a new idea, and there's no way to see how I'm going to call a congressman's office on the air when I'm not on the air. So let's see. See if I can add it to the group call. Yeah, I think that's it. See what it does. There we go. I think I did it.
Congressman DeFazio's office. This is Diana.
Hi, Diana. My name is Lonnie Clark, and I am your constituent. I live in Eugene, Oregon, and I need to tell you this phone call is being recorded. I'm actually the host of a radio show called The Age of Fission. And I decided I am sort of role modeling for my listeners how to call in to our congressmen and senators on issues that we feel are urgent. And this is, for me, an urgent issue. I'm certain that Congressman DeFazio is aware of what they call the fires at the Westlake landfill, although it's not a fire, it's an urgent issue. Is your office aware of that event that's going on in St. Louis at the Westlake landfill? Have you heard of that?
I'm having trouble just hearing you. Wesley Landfill?
West, I'm sorry for speaking too fast. Westlake Landfill.
Westlake Landfill.
Yeah. Well, let me inform you of it because that's what I thought. Most people don't know, and I'm not surprised my own congressman doesn't know about it because it is on the slow train inside Congress. And the reason I'm calling is I feel like this
Right.
is
Well, I mean, I'm not sure if he's aware of it. I just am
viewer.
not super
Okay.
familiar with it.
That's fair. That's fair. So let me just tell you why I'm calling so you can give him a message.
Sure, absolutely.
The Westlake landfill has is a basically St. Louis, right next to St. Louis Airport, is a dump site that stores the Manhattan Waste Project dump site. People moved in around there. It was illegally sold to a private industry in the early 60s, and it's just turned into this quagmire mess. And so the people of St. Louis, many families have moved right next door to this dump site, which is also right next door to a FuseWrap dump site where Monsanto and Bechtel dump their stuff, which is the place where the fire is going on. And it's inc they're going to build a wall to keep them from meeting. So they think they have the short-term fix, but this is the issue. I read 83 families that ha moved in right next door to this dump site without really knowing that they were moving next to this until it caught fire last year. So it's become kind of an issue in St. Louis and for the senators and congressmen of Missouri. And Congressman Lacey Clay and Ann Wagner and Senators Roy Blunt and McCaskill have basically created legislation that are sitting in committee that will help the EPA help the Army Corps of Engineers take over the remediation process. I found out from Senator Clay's office that even if that gets passed, it's a budgeting issue and the money needs to be appropriated. It is going to be on the slow train and people just need to accept it because that's just how the train runs. However, there are 83 families. And when I said that to him, he said, well, actually, we've identified 1,000 families that probably need to be relocated. And I'm like, I think that this is an urgent issue. This is a health issue. If we had somebody drop a bomb on that city, we would have legislation tomorrow to help those families move. These families are living right next to a contaminated waste site from World War II, and they are living right next to a FuseWrap dump site that is leaking and on fire. It is not their fault. They did not know they were moving there. And I am calling up my elected officials to work with their partners. In this case, it would be Lacey Clay and Ann Wagner, the two people who did co-sponsor the previous legislation, They live there. They know the urgency of this situation. And it is an urgent, this is an emergency that's kind of being swept under the rug, but you can go to the West Lake Landfill Facebook page. That's what prompted me to adopt, have my radio show adopt this thing. I, as an American, I'm outraged. We are all St. Louis. We're Americans, and this is something we can do. We can move those people immediately while everybody else figures out how they're going to remediate it. So I'm calling to work with our counterparts to immediately help these families.
And you said that this was in Missouri?
St. Louis, Missouri, right next to the St. Louis airport. You know, you can find some really fabulous information on the West Lake Landfill Facebook page. It was started by two St. Louis moms who have now actually, they've interviewed, one of them is interviewed on my radio show. And I am, you know, this is an issue that's urgent. They're having meetings there all the time. But it is like, you know, we have a big ship. It's, honestly, I commend Lacey Clay's office for having explained this to me, to help me understand that this is a big ship that needs to be turned around. It's a 70-year problem. We really need to take thoughtful care on even moving any of this, but we have families in danger. And this, there's a picture of a 12-year-old child who died of cancer. That child died of cancer. When I saw that picture, I don't know any of those people. I just started crying because I'm an American. They deserve immediate help. So I hope that you will, actually, this radio show is called The Age of Fission. The station is UCY.TV, and it will be posted. They have a YouTube channel where they mirror the radio show. It also had podcasts on their station. So you can listen to this conversation after it's done, because I am calling from the radio station. I really want to show our citizens how to communicate with our elected officials, because in this case, this is so urgent.
Thank you so much for calling. I would advise you to reach out to, you said St. Louis.
Yes, I will. I am, actually.
Yeah, absolutely.
I need to start with my own elected officials, because honestly, I'm your constituent.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much, ma'am, for calling. I'll go ahead and pass
Thank
on.
You, and thank the congressman for his great work.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Well, UCY listeners, that was my first phone call to my congressman. And I hope you understood that they really don't know what's going on. Isn't that kind of a shock? I'm shocked. My breath is taken away. So listen to the difference. You want to hear the difference, folks, to when we call, we'll call my senators now. We'll call Ron Wyden, and we'll call, well, actually, maybe we ought to call Clay's office, since I did talk to them. And I did not record the conversation between Steve Englehart and myself, because I thought, you know, Congressman Clay is doing such a great job, and many of these people, when they get, you tell them they're recording, they feel like they're being sabotaged, and I in no way did I want them to feel like that. But I am doing this to role model to our listeners how to call your elected officials. So this is, here we go. Let me make another phone call. I am going to call Ron Wyden's office, actually. Hold on, if I can figure this out. Phone calls. There we go. 202. Ron Wyden's office is 202-224-5244. Yep. And let me add them to the group call, and we'll try to do this again. Now listen to the difference. They don't particularly like me there. I've been disrespectful. I've called them go along to get along, Ron. So that's a bit bad.
Senator Wyden's office.
Yes. Good morning. My name is Lonnie Clark, and I am your constituent living in Eugene, Oregon. And
okay.
I need to tell you, the phone call is recorded. I am actually the host of a radio show called The Age of Fission on UCY.TV. And I'm calling because I want a role model to my listeners, how to call our congressmen and our senators on issues that we think is important. So I am calling about, and I don't know if my senator is aware of, I believe that he probably is, the Westlake landfill fires. They call them fires, but it's kind of a chemical fire that's going on in St. Louis, Missouri. Do you know if this is an issue that he's working on? Is this something that you know that he knows about?
So, I mean, I can put you through to our press team if you'd like.
If I could. Well, you know, honestly, can I just give you my opinion just as your constituent?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I will call back and speak with your press team because I'm on the air live and my show is from 8 to 9 o'clock. And what I'm really doing is role modeling how to talk and how to inform, because I just spoke with Congressman DeFazio's office, and that young woman who answered the phone was not aware of this issue. So I really believe, you know, there in St. Louis, there is a fire, or they call it a fire. It's an underground fire at the Westlake landfill that is less than a quarter of a mile away from the Manhattan waste dump site. And the citizens of St. Louis began to smell it about 5 years ago. And Congressman Clay and Wagner and Senators Blunt and McCaskill have submitted legislation that is in the committee, that's in Committee of Environment and Public Works. But even if it gets passed, what it's doing is moving the responsibility of remediating that from the EPA to the Army Corps of Engineers. But this is the issue. This is why I'm calling. Congressman Clay's office told me yesterday, I told him I had read that there were 83 families that needed to be moved. I believe that we should move them right away. And that's why I called him, because these families need help. When I talked to him and I said, if the legislation is stuck in committee, I get that because it's a big machine. This is a 70-year project, but the families need immediate help. So I decided to call my own congressmen, my own senators, and suggest that they work with their counterparts of Missouri to provide urgent emergency legislation for the, and you know, Congressman Lacey's office told me there were 1,000 families they've identified that need to be relocated. Now, that's not that many families. And if there was a bomb dropped on that city, there would be no questions asked. People would be moved. We would help them relocate. It would be, the funding would be found from somewhere, and we would help them. And right now, if you can go to the Westlake Landfill Facebook page, started by some mothers of St. Louis, basically. But there is a lot of great information. They're working with their elected officials. But I really believe that those families, that we need urgent, even if that legislation that's in the committees gets passed tomorrow, it does not help the families that are in danger right now. And the reason I got activated on this, and the reason every Monday I interview people from St. Louis, I saw a picture of a 12-year-old child who died of cancer on there that made me cry. I didn't even know this person. But as an American, we owe it to these people for us to get involved in this. We are St. Louis, and this is an urgent situation. People are dying, and families are being affected, and it's not that many people. We just need emergency legislation to move and help the people relocate as quickly as they can. I mean, many of those families are not going to pick up tomorrow, but they probably should if they wanted to. I mean, one lady on Facebook posted outrageous numbers of radiation being measured in her house by the EPA. I mean, 594 CPMs. I'm like, what? So I hope that Senator Wyden will get this message, work with Claire McCaskill, and create some emergency funding to move and relocate the families. This is really the especially big factor. The people in Hanford live 25 miles away or 20 miles away from Hanford, and they live in Richland. They're a happy community. The people in St. Louis did not know they were moving right next door to a nuclear waste dump site. They had no idea when they bought their houses. And they have all slowly gotten sick. Our country owes it to them. This was illegally sold, so it was handled horribly. And our elected officials are doing the best they can, but I hope that our senator will get actively engaged with this.
Absolutely, and thank you for bringing this to our attention. I'll pass it on to the senator.
I appreciate your listening to me, and thank you so much. And thanks, Senator Wyden, for the work that he is doing for our state.
Absolutely. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye. Okay, UCY listeners. So did you hear that he was like busy doing stuff? They don't particularly, the level of attention is quite interesting when you call these people. But you know what? He will say this, and especially since it's being recorded, I can guarantee you they're going to come back and listen to this. So I'm glad they're going to listen to this because this is an urgent issue. We are at 8:20 and it is call-in Friday, but I do want to call my own other senator. So sorry about this, folks. I'll let you call in when I am done. How about that one? Because I really want to make these phone calls. And this is how it works. This is really how it works. We have to call in, and they are going to kind of treat us. Now, listen to the difference. Jeff Merkley's office. Jeff Merkley is the senator who actually, as soon as he got into Congress, I mean, into the Senate, he was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, had a piece of legislation that would modify the Price-Anderson, I think it's called Price-Anderson Remediation Act, to make some of these people accountable, actually. How about that? Wouldn't that be a shock? But let's try this again, and I'm going to call Jeff Merkley's office. Here we go. And I do want to call Claire McCaskill, Roy Blunt, and Lacey Clay. That's going to be my thing. And if we have time, I'll give you up the phone number. But this is important. A lot of it is for the people of St. Louis to hear how this is done.
Senator Merkley's office.
Good morning. My name is Lonnie Clark, and I am Senator Merkley's constituent here in Eugene, Oregon. And I need to advise you, the phone call is being recorded. I am the host of a radio show on UCY.TV, and I thought I would use today to call in to my elected officials and sort of role model how to call in and to communicate with our elected officials, because I hear from a lot of people, it doesn't matter, what's the use? And I believe, and especially on the issue that I'm calling in, it has to matter. Because this is a health issue and a life and death matter. So I am calling about the Westlake landfill fire and the families that are living around there. Are you aware of this? Is Senator Merkley's office aware of a dire situation going on in St. Louis, Missouri? Or I mean, is this an issue that you guys understand quickly?
So I'm not an expert in this area, but if you have a message for the senator, I'm happy to pass it on to him.
Great. Well, then let me do, because what I'm calling about is I am asking Senator Merkley to work with his counterparts, Senator Blunt and Claire McCaskill, to they have Senator Blunt and Claire McCaskill, along with Congressman Clay, Lacey Clay, and Ann Wagner, Congresswoman Ann Wagner. They created legislation that will move the remediation from the EPA to the Army Corps of Engineers, which is what the people of St. Louis have identified would be the best thing to handle. Basically, there's a fire edging towards the first nuclear dump site that ever happened in the United States as part of the Manhattan Project. And the people of St. Louis, families that moved in around that, were not told that they were living right next door to it. They did not tell. And in the 1960s, the government, it was illegally sold and it was sold to private industry and illegally dumped. So it's a huge mess that needs to be remediated. But I found out yesterday from when I spoke with Congressman Clay's office trying to figure out where's this legislation at, that, it's not going to happen fast. But there is also no legislation to help the people of St. Louis. Like, this is what I told him. If we dropped a bomb in St. Louis, we would have no questions asked. The next day, we'd have a piece of legislation drawn up to help the families that are in that vicinity. We know for a fact that I said to him there were 83 families. Congressman Clay's office said, we have identified 1,000 families that probably need to be relocated. Those 1,000 families, their children are dying. The reason I picked this up on my radio show is I saw a picture of a 12-year-old girl sitting in a hospital bed, and her mother's message was, my daughter died. I forget the date. But it brought tears to my eyes, and it made me realize we are Americans. We do not abandon each other. And these, I get it that this is a slow train. We're used to this fused wrap and the nuclear waste being handled on the slow train, but these are families that need immediate remediation. Their family members are dying and getting sick. And we're just looking at them going, huh, gee, too bad. No, we are better than that. And I'm calling my elected officials to work with their counterparts.
Excuse okay, me. Well, I'm happy to pass your message on to the senator for you.
Yes, and I will be checking in on this to see if there's anything happening. This is not just something I'm going to call once on. I don't mean to be rude, but frankly, I find it quite daunting that our elected officials and even yourself, you know, have absolutely no passion for this. Our families in America are dying right now at an immediate rate, and your attitude towards this, frankly, hurts my feelings. Your personal attitude. So
I understand, and I will pass your message on to the senator.
Well, I hope you pass your message on also what I said about you personally, so that he can understand how this relates on an individual basis.
I will be sure to include that as well.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Well, there's me being kind of a hard ass with Senator Merkley's office, folks. Didn't mean to be, but I am dumbfounded. I do not know how people can hear this information and not be aghast. Oh, gee, a kid, 12-year-old kid dying of cancer. Just another kid, like no big deal. Honestly, this is why I wake up 3 times a week to be on the radio. You know, this gets me back. Now that I've called my 3 senators, well, let me do call Claire McCaskill's office and Roy Blunt. And I'm actually going to call Clay, but I'll call Claire McCaskill. I can't figure out who to call first. I did this the last time, huh? So let me see if this works. There we go. Okay. 202-224-6154. I'm going to call Claire McCaskill's office first because she's a Democrat and not afraid of her. I have to be honest, some of those Republicans make me afraid. I did, man. That's why, you know, love is greater than fear. I have to remember that, you know, we have to walk in love. So then I'm not afraid of them. They can be as mean as they want. I can stand up to them. Okay, here we go.
Thank you for calling the office of United States Senator Claire McCaskill from the state of Missouri. Our normal office hours are Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have reached this message during those hours, we are unfortunately unable to answer your call due to a high volume of incoming calls. If you are a constituent calling with a comment, your call is important to us. Please leave a message including your 5-digit zip code or visit us at mccaskill.senate.gov and click the email Claire button. If you are calling to make a scheduling request, please visit mccaskill.senate.gov and click on the schedule a meeting button in order for us to respond to your request in a timely manner.
That's
thank you again for calling the
of St. Louis need to do
Senator
that.
Claire McCaskill.
Hi, Senator McCaskill. This is Lonnie Clark. I'm a citizen of Eugene, Oregon. And actually, I need to advise you this phone call is being recorded. I am the host of a radio show called The Age of Fission on UCY.TV. I'm calling you on air live. I wanted to communicate with your office and ask you to please start working on legislation to help remediate the families who need to be relocated immediately. My radio show has adopted the citizens of St. Louis. I understand the situation that the remediation is being worked on, the process is being addressed, but I asked Stephen Engelhardt of Congressman Lacey Clay's office yesterday if there's any legislation at all to move these families, and he said he hadn't heard of it. So I called my elected officials to work with you. I believe we need to have emergency situation here. People's families are dying. They did not know they were going. They were living next to this nuclear dump site, and we really have a sense of urgency here. And if we had, there was a bomb dropped on St. Louis, there would be no questions asked in the Senate. Those families would be moved immediately. And we would find the funds and we would help them move in less than a year or in the next year. And I believe that that is our duty as Americans. And I hope that you will create some legislation immediately on this issue. I'm hoping you're going to call back and let us know that actually there is legislation that is going on. And you are working on it to move the families immediately. It just has not been brought to the fore. But that would be a really great Christmas present just to hear you say, yes, we're working on legislation.
There's 10 seconds of recording time left.
It would be a great Christmas present for the St. Louis residents to hear you say you're working on legislation to move those 1,000 families that have been identified.
To send your message, press 1. To send your message as urgent, press 2. To re-record your message, press 3. To review your message, press 4. To your message, thanks. Your message was sent. Thanks for calling. Goodbye.
Okay. Let me hang up this. There. So that was the recorded message. I almost re-recorded it, you guys, because it wasn't exactly everything I wanted to say. You know me. You've listened to me. I tend to be too verbose. But here we go. Let's call one more person. We are at 8:31, and I think we can do another phone call. And I'm going to call Senator Roy Blunt's office. Not that. I keep pulling up the wrong screen, guys. Hold on. Oh, the first time I've done this ever. Putting your courage feet on. This is what it's about. My goodness. Do we think that we're going to get some legislation? Wouldn't that be really awesome if we got Claire McCaskill and Roy Blunt standing in with Lacey Clay and Ann Wagner saying, hey, we've created legislation that we're going to create as an emergency fund, and we're going to pull it out of the DOD and the DOE, and we're going to demand Republic pay us once it gets out of court and they stop fighting us, but we're moving these families immediately. So any of these families, you know who you are, come to our office and we will help you move. That's what needs to happen immediately. I mean, I don't even know anybody in St. Louis, honestly, except Joyce Meyer Ministry. That's what I know is in St. Louis, which I am dumbfounded. She has said nothing.
Senator Blunt's office.
Yes. Hi, my name is Lonnie Clark, and I live in Eugene, Oregon, and I actually need to advise you this call is being recorded. I'm the host of a small radio show. It's not small. I'm hoping it's not small, on UCY.TV, and I'm calling my elected officials. I have called my own elected officials and your office, and I also called Claire McCaskill's, but I got her phone line. I'm really calling to role model to my listeners how to phone call their elected officials. The reason I'm calling your office is I'm calling about the Westlake landfill, which I know you have done a lot of great work on. And I was speaking yesterday, I saw a press release, and I made phone contact with Stephen Englehart, who I'm sure you're familiar with, and Congressman Lacey Clay's office. And I was a little bit taken aback that there is no urgent legislation to get the families that have been identified who need to be relocated. Relocated immediately, and that's what I'm calling about. I called my own elected officials to please work with you and Senator McCaskill to create urgent legislation. We get it. I mean, I actually called to find out about the legislation that's sitting in committee in the House to figure out where it's at, and he gave me a really great kind of education on how things work in the government and how this is really going to be a slow train. It's not going to be fast. It's being worked on, and it has to be handled correctly because it's so dire. I get that. But in the meantime, we're 83. He said they've identified 1,000 families that ought to be relocated. 1,000 families is not very many. And frankly, I don't mean to be crude, but if there was a bomb dropped on St. Louis and 1,000 families were affected, we would move them. We would have legislation done tomorrow. They would be moved, no questions asked. We'd figure out where we got the money tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? And I, as an American, My heart goes out to the people of St. Louis, and I think we need to. I saw a picture of a child who died of cancer at 12, who lived less than a mile away from the contaminated waste. Now, we don't know which of the two contaminated waste sites killed her, because they both could have, but the fact is, these families did not know they were moving into this site. In Hanford, I live in Oregon, Hanford is a dump site, but those families and communities live 20, 15 miles away. They live far away. And I am imploring you to work with your counterparts to create emergency legislation and make an announcement before Christmas that you're going to have some legislation passed by the end of January so those people can start the process of relocating. So this is really why I'm calling. I hope this message will get through because I believe it's our duty as Americans to stand up for St. Louis. And I just hope that this message will get heard and acted upon.
Well, yes, ma'am, I can certainly get that message to the senator. I just need to take down your name.
My name is Lonnie Clark, Lonnie Clark. And the radio show that I'm recording, and you can watch this, it does post on there as a podcast on the station website. It also does post on YouTube. The station is UCY.TV. So that's www.UCY.TV/AOF is in Frank. The name of the show is called The Age of Fission, Fission.
Okay, well, I will make sure the senator gets your message.
Thank you so much, and thank the senator for all the work that he has done on this issue. I know that your office has worked very hard, so we really appreciate it.
All right, I certainly will. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, UCY.TV radio listeners, this is Lonnie Clark, and I think we just called the two senators. The question is, do I want to call Senator Lacey Clays, William Lacey Clay? His nickname is Lacey. But yes, I think we'll call them. And I know I said that to their show dial pad. Nope, that's the wrong one. There's two options on this Skype thing. It says show dial pad or phone calls, and I keep picking the wrong one. That's why I'm delaying. But I think I am going to call him because I did speak with Stephen Englehart, who is their media contact, and he agreed with me that it was a good idea. But do we want to show the listeners of St. Louis how to speak to their office? I think so. So 225-2406 is William Lacey Clay. He is the congressperson from the 1st District of Missouri. So let me add their office in. And this is going to be kind of a repeat of the same information, except we don't have to go into detail.
Good morning, Congressman Clay's office.
Good morning. My name is Lonnie Clark, and I am calling from Eugene, Oregon. And I actually need to tell you that this phone call is being recorded. I am the host of a radio show on UCY.TV. And I spoke with your media person yesterday, Stephen Englehart, and he told me something. And the reason I'm calling is I'm trying to role model for our listeners how to call our elected officials. And I'm calling you because this is about your own backyard of the Westlake Landfill, the work you're doing. He told me he was not aware that there was any legislation, emergency legislation, to relocate the families. I said to him I had heard there were 83 families. He said they have identified 1,000. But I was dumbfounded. There's 1,000 families who've been identified as living near a nuclear dump site, and there's no emergency legislation to get them out of there. So I'm calling to suggest that I called my own Congressman, Pete DeFazio, asked him to work with your office to create some legislation to immediately help these people relocate while the slow train is going on. They're moving it to the Army Corps of Engineers. They have to figure out the funding. There's court cases with the AG and Republic. We get all that. It's a slow train. But there's 1,000 families who are. This is a public health issue, and it needs to be treated as one. And frankly, this is how I feel. If a bomb was dropped on St. Louis, we would have legislation tomorrow. We would move those people immediately and help them. We would go into action immediately. And this is why I think we need to create legislation to help them immediately. It's exactly the same thing. And it's not like if they're going to get sick and die. There are children dying. There are people dying immediately around there, having severe health
problems. Well, I understand what you're saying. It's just that, you know, the process is the process, and that the only problem I'm saying is, like, this call, you should have really went to Steve Englehart, since you're on the media. That's who handles.
I'm actually not calling as the media. I'm actually calling as a constituent, which is why I'm calling you. I did call Steve Englehart, and I did talk to him, and I didn't record that phone call, mostly because I was really just calling to figure it out. But then I got this idea. As a citizen, I regularly call my elected officials and the offices those are affected. That's what this call is about. As a citizen, this is about me calling you, Lonnie Clark, citizen of Eugene, Oregon, saying, I hope that, and frankly, thank Congressman Clay for the magnificent work he's doing for your state, because really, he's a great American, and I really am proud of him as an American. But I really think that we need to really push. You know, I don't even think it's a question of pushing. I want our elected officials to create emergency legislation to help the people of St. Louis. This is an emergency that's being ignored, which is my radio show is now highlighting St. Louis every single Monday. I'm reaching out to citizens of St. Louis to communicate what's going on in their lives and what are their questions and what do they know about, because they're being ignored. And I'm calling you.
I don't think they're being ignored, because they have been doing stuff. They've been dealing with EPA and all the organizations on that issue.
I appreciate that. They are working on remediation, but the 1,000 families who are being affected today, like, they're living in fear every single day. 1,000 families are, their kids, is this the day my child with cancer is going to die? I mean, honestly, I don't think people understand. You've gone to the Wesley Blindfield Facebook page.
I think people do understand, but I mean, but you know the process is that we make the list, we propose something, and we have to allow the leadership. That's who's going to take it up in the House, is the leadership on the other side, and they have to call for a vote on stuff. So.
What you're saying. I'm not talking about the current legislation. I'm talking about creating a sense of urgency inside the Senate for the families. We know that the mess is a 70-year-old mess that's going to have to be done. What I'm saying is, I don't mean to be.
I don't mean
to be indulgent asking you guys to create one more piece of legislation that you think might sit on the floor of the Senate and the House and go nowhere. But honestly, if you don't create the legislation that treats this as an emergency, to say, hey, we've got 1,000 families. We don't know where we're going to get the money, but it's not that much money to move these 1,000 families immediately. They really
But it still has to go through the majority. The majority is the one who is going to allow any action to happen.
I get that.
And you know that as well as I do.
Which is why this legislation is sitting on the slow train. I get you. But you know what? If we call, this is why I'm calling as a citizen. I believe if our citizens of St. Louis and the citizens of the United States call our elected officials and say twofold, get the legislation out of committee that's going to help remediate it. And then please create legislation that will relocate the 1,000 families so that the slow train on the remediation can take its process. Frankly, the 1,000 families in St. Louis deserve immediate attention. I get it. There's nothing we can do. But unless there's legislation created, it's not going to happen. So I understand what you're saying. I just hope you get this message, because I did say this to Steve Englehart. He was actually touched.
Well, he's going to get this message, because I'm going to go in there right now and tell him before he goes down and vote.
Well, I hope so, because really, this is my thing. I think we need to, I understand we need to create a separate piece of legislation to help relocate these families, probably. I don't know if it could even be done through FEMA. You know, I don't understand how that process works. But there has to be done something, because people are dying and this is an urgent situation. I know that Congressman Clay feels this with all his heart. I'm just saying, when I spoke to Stephen yesterday, he was actually touched that I immediately went there, like, can't we create a second piece of legislation? So I hope that this suggestion is taken to heart and we do see before Christmas Claire McCaskill, Roy Blunt, Ann Wagner, and Carsman Clay standing in front of the microphone saying, you know what, you guys, we've worked together on an urgent
But then you have to go back to Steve because that's who's going to handle it. It's not going to come from this office. It's got to handle it.
Well,
you're going to have to go
to
Steve.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. But wouldn't it be great if he had that legislation to announce? That's my
I'm just saying, I mean, there is a process and they're working on it. And I just think that what you're requesting has to go through the proper channels. And what I'm saying to you here is that they all been working on, as a delegation, they've been working on a project. So,
to move
you
the
know,
people,
I
to relocate.
Think we're in a, I don't think we're in a disagreement. I just think that you're frustrated with the pace in which it's happening.
Yes.
But there is something happening. And at this point, you really need to communicate back with Steve because he handles all this out of constituents. And when they send it to us, we'll work on it. That's not the problem.
So your constituents need to contact Steve Englehart? That's what you're saying to me? Your constituents and
I'm saying Stephen Englehart is who you was working with, and that's who you should continue to work with because that he sends us what the feelings are from the district, and we work on it. Now you went around
Well, look, no, I'm not going around. I'm going to tell you what. I'm an American. This is why I called you. I'm using
I know,
my
but
air
that,
time.
But are you less an American by calling Steve?
No, I'm calling Congressman Clay's office as a constituent.
Correct, and that's his office in the district, too.
So let me ask you this. With Steve Englehart, is his phone number listed on your website, on the website for the Congress? Because that's where I got this phone number. How do we call the Congress? It gave me your phone number. It doesn't say call Steve Englehart.
Yeah, you call the but you were speaking with Steve Englehart from the congressman's office, correct?
You know what, sir? I called him one time. I called him yesterday, and I was calling.
Okay,
him
and
happened.
So you, but then you still have to follow up with the person that you've been dealing with.
No, I don't have to follow up. We completed our conversation.
Okay.
I gave him that opinion already myself. I already told him that. So today I'm on air and I'm calling as a constituent.
Okay.
And I'm just suggesting that you give this suggestion to the congressman that I believe most Americans would be 100% behind an emergency piece of legislation to help these people. So I appreciate.
So that's the proposal. That is the proposed legislation that you're asking for.
Yes, immediate, urgent, emergency legislation. Like, you know, the house is on fire and the kids are dying. So I appreciate your help, sir. And
I appreciate
your
call.
Frustration with, you know, trying to communicate with me. But you know what? I really appreciate this and thank the congressman so much. And thank you for your hard work. And tell him thank you for all of his hard work.
No. I mean, that's our job. We're here to assist and serve. So
thank you
for the call, and I will definitely refer this to the congressperson.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Wow. Well, I'm really glad that I called. That's a really good, all of these phone calls, I hope you guys will hear the difference and how long it takes. How long did this take? 48 minutes for me to call all those offices and get through just a short little bit of communication. My own elected officials really knew nothing about it. And their elected officials, one, I got a cell, you know, answer machine. The other one listened tentatively, whose office, by the way, is probably blocking a lot of the legislation. You heard that out of Congressman Clay's office. He basically said, you know, the other side, they're holding it up in committee. Probably true. I don't get the paperwork sludge, but that's what happens. We do have 10 minutes. The phone number is 718-717-8296. Somebody did call me earlier when I was on the phone, and I rejected the call because I wanted to complete this phone call. I'm super happy I did because, as you heard, you can hear what you can get into. Like, this guy was like, hey, don't blame us, which I don't blame him. I mean, these things are being buried in committee, and we are being offered up like, little lab rats. And honestly, the people of St. Louis deserve better than that. The phone number is 718-717-8296. I hope people will call their own elected officials and suggest that we get emergency funding going on for St. Louis right now. We have 1,000 families living in a contaminated nuclear radiation zone right next to a waste dump site. Would we ask the people in Hanford to go live a mile away from Hanford? No, we would not. That would just be outrageous. You know, that's exactly what we have. I mean, it's leaking into their groundwater. We know that. The phone number, again, is 718-717-8296. We have 8 minutes left. We could take a quick phone call if anybody wants to call in. You know, I hope that this phone call was not too repetitive, but honestly, I think it was useful. So let me see if I can effectively do this. Good morning. This is Lonnie Clark from UCY.TV, Asian Fish Radio Show.
Lonnie, this is Debbie Garrett. Amy.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi there. You're doing a great job. I just wanted to suggest, when I call my congressmen and senators and other, various other ones, I don't get much luck out of Washington. You're doing a great job. I just don't have much luck with them.
Well, we're not when going I go to get the... much luck. I get what you're saying, but that does not mean we can't call. Let me, you know why we would get a lot of, you know, the only way we're going to get a lot of luck is if we had 50 or 100,000 people calling.
Yeah, agreed. I agree. Anyway, I just wanted to just add that in and let you know you're doing a great job, and thank
well,
you so much,
thank
Lon.
You, Debbie, and I really still encourage you to please do call in, because I think every drop matters. Like, if we just say, oh, they're not going to listen, didn't you hear that? Like, this is where I thought it was really valuable. I hear some super feedback in the background.
Yeah, I heard it, too.
Do you have your TV
I,
on?
It's going off. I'm getting okay. It right now. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I got here late to your show, and I'm sorry, but
well, did
when
you
I called...
on the phone with Congressman...
Oh,
Blake?
Yes.
Well, did you hear
you
his
did.
Resistance? Like, that was so sweet of this guy. Like, he felt so defensive because it's not... He, I guarantee you they're as frustrated as we are. He was trying to say, it's the other side, and it's true. Senator, I've heard the Senator Roy Blunt... It. Do you know that the House, the bill that's been submitted to the House, has not even been assigned to any committee yet? Paul Ryan has still not assigned it anywhere. It's just sitting there out in limbo land.
I totally believe it. And the sad thing is that once it hits that committee, it goes to another committee.
Look, it can go quickly, even if it goes into, like, let's just say it all goes quick. This is what I found out about it yesterday. They still have to appropriate the money, and we only have $100 million to clean up all the every year we're giving $100 million to clean up all the nuclear waste in the entire country. The entire country. That's nothing compared to the job we have. And so will they be funded? They don't know. They're hoping that they can get funded to the tune of $34 million, but maybe it'll be fully funded. Maybe it won't. That's how this works. This is how, and that's just what I said to Steve Englehart. I said, you know what? This speaks to the corruption of how the system has been corrupted. When you
Absolutely.
Tie these things in like this, I mean, we're sending money to Saudi Arabia, for God's sakes. You know what I mean? Like,
Why?
You know what I mean? Like,
unbelievable.
I mean, we're helping, we're sending money to God knows where while our own people in St. Louis are just being ignored. And he's like, he got offended when I said they were being ignored. And I appreciate that because they feel like, but this is the thing, the people in Congress are accustomed to the train going slow. The anti-nuclear movement have become accustomed to the train going slow. And my position is, okay, the train goes slow, but the human health cost is immediate. And that's where the numbers and the dollars need to go immediately. Like, we need to create legislation for these people in St. Louis to take care of their health, period. No matter what. This was a government project, a government fuck-up, excuse my language, and the government needs to immediately do what they can to make amends. Responsibility looks forward. Blame looks backwards. We don't need to beat anybody up for having done this, done that, because the Price-Anderson Act already took care of that. Nobody's accountable. In fact, the current legislation holds nobody accountable. It says it on page 1, section 2. You know what they call that? Cost savings.
No.
That's called cost savings inside the legislation.
Oh,
that's called cost
savings. That's terrible.
No liability. It is a shock, but that's the reality.
It is.
That's the reality. So if we could get these people moved, I guarantee you part of the language is going to be no liability. We'll move you, but we're not going to own up that we caused your cancer. This will be part of the people of St. Louis need to understand this because of the Price-Anderson Act. I can guarantee if there is an emergency piece of legislation that's thrown together to help these families, that I guarantee you that will be argued for on the benefit of Republic Services and on the benefit of the DOE and the DOD that these people, yeah, we'll help you move, but if you accept this offer, you're not going to come back to the United States government or to Republic Services and say, we caused your illness, you're not going to sue us. I can almost guarantee it. I know how these rats work.
You're fired up. The other thing I'm concerned about is if, when there is money given to clean it up, or why isn't it declared a state of emergency or something like that? And then the other problem is they get the money and then it doesn't all go toward a cleanup or an evacuation because the people of St. Louis, they are being murdered. And it's just...
They are, actually. I mean, really...
It's heartbreaking.
You know, the thing is, all of these, it's not an intentional... This is why Congressman Clay's office got defensive. Because they care. They know that these are grave situations, but they're sitting there fighting a big machine. I mean, the money that, I mean, for God's sakes, they're fighting Bill Gates. Bill Gates refuses to help these people. He is one third owner there, and he has basically written to the moms of St. Louis and said, sorry, we're not going to help remediate Jack. We're not going to do anything. It's the government's responsibility.
They don't care about their own. They do not care about their own. That's not important to them.
Well, look, I do know that these elected officials care, but I think what we need to do is show support for St. Louis. This is why I think we need to call in. We need to have members call in and show support and say, look, we'll support emergency legislation for this. This is an important issue for us. And if we have enough people call in, I think that I really, honestly, I know it. I know it. I can feel it. If enough people called in, we could immediately get these people help. Just as well as I know, if they create this legislation, they will require these people all to sign a non-liability form and say, we'll hold you completely non-liable. I guarantee it. So.
Wow. That would,
thanks.
That sounds like a dream.
Hey, thanks, Debbie, for calling in, man. I think we have a minute left, so.
Well, thank you, Lonnie. Thank you for everything you're doing and for the people of St. Louis and everywhere. So thank you. You have a wonderful show, and thank you for showing everyone how you call your senators and your congressmen.
Well, I hope
thank
people
you.
Take action, even the people that don't believe it's going to work. And frankly, it may not work. Maybe, but you know what? A light switch, when you turn on a light switch, it's that last 10% that makes the electricity go on. So so maybe that's what this is about. It may look like it, but if we get that extra bump, maybe it will work, and that's why I keep doing this.
You are such an optimist, and I'm so glad, and you have such great courage, Boots, and thank you, Lonnie.
Well,
I'll let you go.
Thank you so much for your support.
We appreciate you, and we love you, and we thank you.
Thank you, Debbie. That's really good of you. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, that was a sweet phone call, wasn't it, you guys? This is Lonnie Clark, the Age of Vision radio show, UCY.TV. Please put your courage feet on. Next week is going to be a great week. I'm interviewing Kay from Beyond Nuclear on Monday, Brad Yates on Wednesday. We'll talk to you guys later.